In Botswana, community-based home care is the preferred method of assisting people living with HIV/AIDS. However, a study shows many of the caregivers are suffering economically and emotionally as a result. Botswana has a small population, about 2 million, but a very big HIV prevalence rate. UNAIDS says about 24% of the adult population, aged 15 to 49, is infected with the AIDS virus. A recent progress report on HIV/AIDS says Botswana is one of 9 Southern African countries that continue to bear the global burden of HIV/AIDS, with each country having an adult prevalence of more than 10%. The government's National AIDS Control Program has boosted testing, prevention, and treatment efforts, but caregivers play a major role.
The caregivers include relatives, they include friends, they include also community members.
And Njoku Ama of the University of Botswana is one of the researchers who studied the effects of caregiving.
You need to know something about them. You need to know their experiences. You need to know the problems that they go through. You need to know the type of assistance that they receive.
The study indicates HIV/AIDS caregivers experience poverty, are socially isolated, endure stigma and psychological stress, and lack basic caregiving education.
It's a lot of sacrifice. I mean, having to visit someone, take out your time, take out your money, and then invest on someone is a lot of sacrifice.
The study says the mean monthly cost incurred by caregivers was about $90, but their mean monthly income was only about $66. And the cost is more than 6 times the government of Botswana's financial support for caregivers.
Well, one of the major recommendations was that government should actually try to increase the allowances they are giving them.
But Ama says they also need social support.
They should have an opportunity of interacting among themselves and sharing the problems that they encounter in the delivery of care.
The Botswanan statistical expert says the study followed nearly 170 primary and volunteer caregivers. They participate in 8 community home-based programs in 4 health districts in Botswana. The results of the study are expected to be presented to the government in the near future. Joe DiCapua, VOA News, Washington.